With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
I'm reading from the headline of a TVNZ story, actually. Kiwi musicians raise funds to prevent Coromandel gold mine. This is kind of nothing new. This sort of thing has been going on for a long time. Musos and sort of creative people and, well, hippies hanging out in the Coromandel have always been opposed to mining, it seems to me. But here we see the latest pushback, if you will, from a group, Ours Not Mines, founded by former music label executive Morgan Donohue. The group aims to protect dock-stewarded land from mining. Particularly, the proposed new mine at Whare Kiroponga in Coromandel. Oceania Gold are looking at creating a new mine, and already it has people writing songs. So we thought we'd find out what's going on here with Mayor Toby Adams, the Hauraki District Council. Toby, thanks for coming on this morning.
You're welcome, mate.
Okay, so this is just a continuum of like things over decades, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to a point. I mean, gold mining's been going on in New Zealand for 100 or so years, really, hasn't it? It's nothing new. But I can understand where these people are coming from, and different community groups and organisations that have philosophical views against it. But, yeah, it's just a bit of a challenging process for us at this time.
Do you understand what exactly is the objection? Is it the concept of it, or is there worry, fear of, you know, consequences to the environment and even adverse health outcomes? What is the core at the core, as far as you understand?
Yeah, I mean, there's two different. I mean, what they're fighting us against was a decision that we made, and a license to occupy a parcel of land. But their philosophical view is that we don't need gold mining in that area, and particularly on conservation land. So I think that's their biggest concern.
So what is the plan? What is the plan for this mine? Can you tell us?
So it's been in the wings for a long time. So what I first want to say is that councils, doesn't matter where you are based in New Zealand, we don't give out mining licences. That's all done through the Crown. So we don't get a say in who gets a mining licence. And they've been an active mine in Waihee for a number of years, mainly with a massive open cast pit in the middle of Waihee and underground mining. And then they've done some testing. They've been given the ability from central government to go and do some testing out in the Whare Kiroponga hills there, which is on a dock estate, and found a bit of gold that they want to investigate and get to, no doubt. And so they want to build a tunnel from their existing mine process under the ground to be able to extract that gold.
And what does that involve, as far as you understand? Is it drilling a tunnel?
They're going to build a tunnel, which will be, I think it's about 6 kilometres of tunnels. And then no doubt throughout the process of digging those tunnels, they'll dig them to where they need to get to be able to access that gold and then get it out and put it through their processing plant, which is out there on site already on Baxter Road.
So you have no role as a district council in any fast tracking or anything like that.
None whatsoever. So which is why we're, you know, a little bit frustrated with the process and how this has gone about. So we're certainly not against any community member having a voice, either for or against gold mining. That's entirely up to them to do that. We're a council that has to accept a consent, a resource consent, and if we do accept a consent, it goes through a process and we either get it approved or not approved, and that's using expert commissioners to say yes or no, and then those decisions are defendable. So we don't get a choice in it at all.
But you'll do your own assessment to understand if a fast-track process is not appropriate, let's say.
So the fast-track process, again, is taken right out of council's hands. So that would go to, as we're aware, some ministers will get the final approval of that, sign off of that. And what the mechanisms behind that are not 100% sure of, but they'll ultimately take that decision out of council's hands or council's regulatory process of running a hearing process.
So where do you or where does the council sit on this project? What are the benefits?
I mean, there's benefits for and against, and you can talk to half the town, and they like the gold mining in there, and they like the benefits that provides around economic development and jobs and stuff. And there's people that are worried about the environment and what effects it has on it. And we're the same. We worry about them both. But when it comes to consents, whether this should be granted or not, we're 100% completely neutral. That's why we use independent commissioners, and we use the current legislation in front of us, which is the Resource Management Act, to go through that process and decide on whether they're mitigating the effects that they could have on the environment and providing a good outcome for the people.
I see the anti-mining group are called Ours Not Mines. Ours Not Mines. It's a kind of possessive feel to that. I guess that's a reference to Dockland.
Yeah, and they've challenged a so they've challenged the process which we had, which is a license to occupy. And we've got license to occupy for all bits of land within our district, and there's a fee that is, and that's usually a standard dollar. Doesn't matter whether you're, we don't rate on wealth. We don't have those tools. We just do that because that's the standard that most councils do when they do license to occupy a bit of land. On access on a piece of paper road that was our land. But we did that subject to them obtaining a consent. So we didn't want anybody, and it didn't have to be a miner, it could be anybody that goes through a process, goes through a robust, where we hope either through the RMA process or through the Environment Court, or even if they go through the fast track system, get approval or not approval, and then come to a council and say, well, we need this piece of land. And us saying yes or no to that piece of land is just the deciding factor whether they can mine or not. That decision then becomes emotional rather than based on facts and figures and experts. So there was no way that was the right way to do that and make that decision. So we granted that license to occupy subject to them obtaining the necessary consents.
Yeah, so
And
you're
that's
not,
the part that
yeah.
ours not mine are challenging.
So you're not giving them a pass on mining. You just say if you get your ducks lined up and get it across the line, you can occupy this land.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
They've got some pretty well-known musical talent lined up in Ours Not Mines. So they're throwing a bit at the message. Do you anticipate, well, how are you going to deal with this? I guess people have a right to have their say, make their songs. Get it out there, but really the process is pretty well locked in. Nothing's going to change there, right?
Yeah, I mean it's already gone through the court system to test that decision that we made, whether that was legal or not. And when we made that decision, we knew it was legal, but we still had to defend that. And again, I don't, if people are physically opposed, philosophically opposed, or don't like something, don't want to take anybody's voice away. But this has now cost ratepayers a considerable amount of money defending this decision. Based on this small aspect, where there's a whole raft of things that should be looked at. So I can understand their frustrations, but man, our ratepayers could have used that couple of hundred grand on something else.
Right. I see founder is of the music label that this track is going on is someone called Morgan Donahue. He's emphasizing the importance of preserving pristine land and opposed new mining projects. Have you heard from any of these people? Have they contacted you or
No,
direct?
I've never, no, no, never spoken to them.
Because you could tell them what you just told me, presumably.
I understood that they knew that process through the lawyers. Because once it goes in and it's challenged, I mean, the legal teams have to look after it, and then we've got to sort of stay out of it. And now that it's been, it's gone through that system, we can speak a bit more about it. So yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to be able to have that conversation. Do they realise that? Councils, have to fund these decisions, and it's no different than if it went through the process of getting a consent, a resource consent through HDC and WRC councils, and it was either a yes or a no, didn't matter which outcome it was, and any party appealed that. Once again, ratepayers have got to defend those decisions, and we've got to fund it by rates. Whereas when they're lodging those consents, the applicants pay for those costs, so there's no cost to the ratepayers. So
Yeah.
that's part of the legislation we got. It's frustrating, but yeah, there's we're in tight times. Rate increases across New Zealand are high, no different for us, and we've had to trim budgets and cut budgets because we just don't have the spare money, and we spent money on on this, where we, you know, there was another process that this could have gone through.
All right. Well, we did invite OceanaGold on. They declined. We're going to see if we can speak to Ours Not Mines to give their perspective. Nice to hear your perspective, the Hauraki District Council's perspective. Mayor Toby Adams, thanks for coming on our radio station.
Hey, my pleasure. Always keen to get the facts out there.
Hey, thank you for that, Toby.
No worries, mate.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
See ya.
Bye.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.